This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live. It's Free Talk Live. Welcome to the program. Open phones as always, but a new phone number. 603-283-6160. Actually, it's not a new phone number. We've had that one for a long time. But that's the one that we have fallen back on over the years when our toll-free line is not available. And at this time, the toll-free line is being retired. So will we ever have a toll-free line again? I don't know. Honestly, I mean,
did it really serve a purpose other than having GCN?
I think in the early days, maybe it did, you know, back in 2004 when we first started doing this syndicated radio show. We first started doing Free Talk Live in 2002, and then we got syndicated in 2004. And so, you know, we were a nationwide show then for the first time. And, you know, 2004, you still had the old flip phones, right? You didn't have smartphones. You probably still had some phone plans that had long distance attached to them. Because way back in the day, you know, you'd pay, like, by the minute for your cell phone. Remember that?
I did.
Were you around back then? Yeah, okay. So and then they got rid of that, right? Now it's like unlimited minutes and it doesn't matter where you call. And so are toll-free lines as relevant today as they used to be?
I don't know. With a lot of these cell phones, you can't actually dial by, like, free anyway because the number keys aren't actually labeled with letters on some of the phones.
So you have to know the F-R-E. That it's free. Yeah. Oh, really? They don't put letters on
some
phones
of them I've
anymore?
Seen don't.
Huh.
I don't know how common that is, but...
Well, anyway,
I have seen it.
603-283-6160. We'll see how many times I botched that up tonight since it's a big change, and we've used those old phone lines, those old toll-free lines for more than a decade, I think.
It was catchy as well. I mean, 855-450-FREE, as in freedom or Freedom 5 or whatever.
But one of the complaints that we did get about it was that because, you know, if you're listening not closely or whatever, you might hear free as though someone said three.
Right.
And so some people thought we were not giving a complete number.
Why would they think that?
I don't know. They thought we
this
were saying...
This is why I was always going to say, you know, 3733 afterwards.
Right. And so we got into that habit because of that.
Okay.
Anyway, now I don't have that problem. Now it's... and, you know, last night, I don't think we had any fewer number of calls than we normally would on a Tuesday.
Is it normal?
So, yeah. So join us here. You can talk about anything as you want to. But and coming up, we're going to talk about sex. But first, we're going to talk about drugs tonight.
Two of my favorite topics.
Yeah, here on Free Talk Live. And I got to say, I didn't see this story coming, and I think you gave me the heads up to it, didn't you, Aria, last night?
No, you discovered it last night, the end of the show.
I don't know. Whoever it is that found this, thank you for sharing this with me. But from our very own New Hampshire Supreme Court, on Tuesday, they upended the 2018 conviction of a North Country resident for possession of psilocybin mushrooms. Why? Because they ruled that the conviction conflicts with the Native American-based religion that he practices. In its unanimous ruling, the four sitting justices said that and normally I think there are five, so they must be missing one at the moment in the New Hampshire Supreme Court, said the New Hampshire Constitution's right of religion is stronger than the protections under the U.S. Constitution, which requires a stricter balancing test in the cases of religious use of illegal drugs.
So what I'm hearing is that the Reformed Satanic Church needs to officially incorporate the use of psilocybin cubensis into its teachings.
You haven't already?
I don't know if I have or not, honestly. Probably.
Well, okay, so have you used psilocybin for spiritual purposes prior to
Absolutely.
This?
I mean, that's the primary purpose.
I agree.
Using the word spiritual kind of loosely, but that sort of... spiritual growth or personal growth, whatever you want to characterize it, I mean, that's the primary purpose, in my opinion, of psilocybin cubensis.
To me, it totally is.
If you want to trip, do something like LSD, but if you want to self-reflect and grow as a person, psilocybin cubensis is the way to go.
I'm not going to say that you couldn't do that on LSD. I just happen to prefer psilocybin. It's just more natural. It's a better experience, I think, overall.
You can also sleep afterward, which is
a huge improvement. Oh, God, that makes such a big difference. That's actually one of the number one reasons why.
The only thing I don't like about LSD is that sleeping afterward is just not going to happen. Not for like 17 or 18 hours.
Yeah, and LSD is just a little weirder in a way that is not as pleasant to me, just generally. I just enjoy the mushroom experience better over the years. And there's a long history of, in this case, a particular Native American church that has been using psilocybin. According to the decision, Jeremy D. Mack of Colebrook, New Hampshire, had practiced a shamanic, earth-based religion for years, and in 2017 joined the Oratory of Mystical Sacraments branch of the, and I don't know, I'm sure I'm mispronouncing this, O-K-L-E-V-U-E-H-A. That's a tough one. Some kind of Indian word. The Native American church with that group. The church issued him a membership card, which allows him to ingest the mushrooms sacramentally. Now, by no means do I think you need to have a membership card to enjoy this particular sacrament, this particular spiritual journey of using mushrooms. But obviously, you know, having one, I guess, is good for legal purposes, I suppose, but he had this card. The church does have certain restrictions for the sacrament, so they say that it should be taken in seclusion, not in public or around children.
I don't know about seclusion. I mean, that can be really dangerous for someone who has never done psilocybin before.
Yeah.
I dispute that particular requirement.
Well, and, you know, you're not a member of that church.
That's true. I would say that's dangerous of them, though.
Different churches would have different, you know, ways to do this. And maybe, you know, maybe in the beginning with this church, they do, you know, require you to take it with a group of people or with a trip sitter or whatever, you know, terminology they might have for that within the religion. But, yeah, I totally agree with you. You definitely do not want to take any kind of psychedelic or entheogenic drug like mushrooms on a first-time basis by yourself.
Yeah.
It's not a good plan. It's always good to do it with what's called a trip sitter, somebody who ideally isn't going to be on anything, but if they are, they're long experienced with that particular drug, and they know what they're getting into, and it's not going to throw them off their game or whatever. They know what their dose is that they can handle easily. The church says it should not be taken in public or around children. Now, not taking it in public, definitely good advice, especially for a new user.
Oh, for sure. We don't want someone running around on shrooms for their first time in the streets of New York City.
No, or anywhere, for that matter. You don't want to be running about anywhere if you are alone and on shrooms in public. Not a good plan. But that's not to say that there aren't, you know, once you become more experienced of a user of them, that you couldn't be in public.
I could probably do shrooms and go to work at this point. You know,
with a light enough dose. I mean, I could do that. I've done microdosing.
If I, you know, ate a huge pile of shrooms.
You're not doing anything.
But I'm saying, you know, a normal dosage. Yeah.
A non-heroic dose. You
right.
could probably go to work just fine. In fact, there are some people who do, microdosing with mushrooms, meaning taking a tenth of a normal dose or a quarter or less of a normal dose, to where it's going to have some sort of an effect on your consciousness, but it won't be something that's going to make you want to go curl up in a ball and, you know, close your eyes and look at the closed-eye visuals for an hour or whatever, right? So, knowing your limits is definitely important.
Microdosing sounds like a good idea. It also sounds like it would get expensive pretty quickly, though. I mean, especially if you're doing this regularly.
That. No, I don't know if I agree with you. Well, I mean, okay, I mean, it would be expensive in that, let's say you you consider a coffee a day an expensive habit, because a lot of people do drink a cup of coffee or more every single day. Some of them take the time to go and spend the $5 or $6 or whatever at Starbucks to, you know, buy their coffee. So plenty of people have a daily habit that costs them several dollars per day at least. And if you were to take, let's say a typical dose of mushrooms, divvy that up by four, you know, your typical mushroom dose might cost you $20 to $30. You divvy that up by four, you know, you're
it's
only
like a pack of cigarettes
five,
a day. Yeah.
I mean, that's
not bad.
It's way better for you than a pack of cigarettes.
It is.
That's only if you're doing a quarter dose, right? So $8.55, $4.50 free. Plus, if you're like really into it and you start buying in bulk, I bet you can get them a lot cheaper than $30 per dose.
Probably.
The toll-free number here, $8.55, $4.50 free. More about this incredible court
that's no longer our number.
Unanimous. Oh, did I give the wrong number? Thank you. Yes, thank you for that. 603-283-6160. You lasted a lot longer than me on that one. This one is Free Talk Live.
Want to accept Bitcoin at your online store? There's a good chance you already have what you need. A WordPress using WooCommerce and a Bitcoin address. Now all you need to start taking Bitcoin payments on your website is the AnyPay app on your Android or iPhone. Just paste your Bitcoin address into AnyPay, then connect it to your website with our one-click plugin for WordPress. Now your website takes Bitcoin. Start to finish in 15 minutes or less with no complicated steps. Download AnyPay from the App Store today.
Having taken her father's throne, Sarah Calhoun has fallen out with one of her best allies, and her brother Nathaniel heads into Imperial Philadelphia with a reckless plan. Her uncle Thomas, armed with new powers and new allies, aims to remove Sarah from her throne and from the world of the living. To survive, and to gain the strength she needs to fight an impossible war, Sarah must unite the Mound Builder Kings to enact an ancient rite that will propel her beyond mortality. Servant Daughter by T.J. Butler is the newest entry in the Dragon Award-winning Witchy War series. From Bane Books at BaneBooks.com.
Are you tired of governments around the world killing innocent people? Stop using their money. There is an alternative. Bitcoin is a stateless, free market, non-political currency. Bitcoin is money that cannot be inflated or controlled by any state. By continuing to use their money, you're perpetuating the killing. Stop doing it. You have an incredible alternative available to you now. Learn it, use it, spread it. Get started with Bitcoin at Bitcoin.com. It's Bitcoin.com.
Divvy's been a pretty good investment for Free Talk Live. Their ad campaign started in September 2019, and from mid-March to mid-July, the values soared by 10 times. It's not too late. Divvy's new wallet hasn't even released yet, and other things are happening that I can't even say on the radio. If you want to invest and potentially do well, go to DivvyProject.org. I can tell you that FTL is deepening its partnership with the guys from DivvyProject.org. Past performance is not an indication of future profit. DivvyProject.org. DIVIProject.org.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
For over 20 years now, Extendivite has proven time and again it really works. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. I received an arterial switch at birth. In my mid-20s, I started getting slight runs of NSVT. Nothing too serious, but enough to cause worry. I started taking Extendivite a little over 2 years ago, and it helped cut the palpitations and NSVT down drastically. This isn't a cure-all supplement. I strongly recommend a good diet and exercise to aid in any heart troubles you may be having, and I strongly recommend giving Extendivite a try. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Jose works on a farm. Safety is important. His boss calls 811 to determine where it's okay to dig. This protects Jose from hitting an underground line and from serious injury. Because Jose can't tell exactly where or how deep the lines are, he doesn't dig until 811 tells him it's safe. The most important thing is that Jose works safe and goes home to his family. For more information, visit farmsafe811.org. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
The best liberty-oriented audio streamed around the clock, on the air, and online. This is the Liberty Radio Network at LRN.FM.
All right, minus one for me already because I screwed up the phone numbers in the last segment. I didn't even make it through a full segment. Aria, I think you made it for a whole hour.
Botched it during the third segment, either at the end or the beginning. I don't recall which.
No toll-free line. Regular number, 603-283-6160. 603-283-6160. It's Ian and Aria here in the studio tonight. And Freedom's Phoenix is a liberty-oriented news aggregation site. If you want the newest and freshest stories and perspective on current events from those who value liberty, freedomsphoenix.com has it. Their daily dispatch is the best way to stay up to date on science, technology, historical findings, liberty news, government overspending, and the rise of the police state. It's freedoms with an S, phoenix.com. That's freedomsphoenix.com. We're talking about a surprising court decision from here in New Hampshire, actually. The New Hampshire Supreme Court overturning a lower court ruling and setting a man free who has been prosecuted for possession of psilocybin mushrooms, or psilocybic mushrooms, which are, for those that aren't familiar, psychedelic mushrooms.
The only mushrooms I like.
Yeah, I don't mind mushrooms. I mean, I have no problem eating mushrooms. But, yeah, I certainly do enjoy some psychedelic mushrooms from time to time. I prefer the term entheogenic than psychedelic. Psychedelic sounds like, whoa, man. Entheogenic, the root word there is God, the God within, basically. So entheogen, the God within, that the idea is that these sorts of experiences reveal that as a fact. And so that's why I look to these as definite spiritual experiences myself, and I have for years, I would say for probably more than a decade of my life, I've taken, on occasion, not often, but on occasion I've taken psychedelic mushrooms several times. I mean, I don't know, dozens of times, I think.
I don't know how many, yeah, but certainly.
Me neither.
Certainly enough to be able to trip alone at this point.
Yeah, and most of them for me are alone. Most of them are just sort of an internal spiritual experience. That's not to say that I haven't done them with others. But, you know, to me it's not like it's not a club drug.
No, it's not a party drug at all.
Right.
LSD is closer to being a party drug, but if you want a party drug, do something like MDMA or something.
Now
that's
not to say that I don't think could be used in a spiritual manner as well, because you know MDMA is sort of the love drug and it helps people connect with others.
It certainly does
on a way that they would not normally do.
It doesn't have to just be a party drug,
correct?
But it does serve that role very nicely.
Yeah, and it can be used in therapeutic settings.
It has been.
Correct. And it has been used to help people really kind of like break down whatever mental barriers that they've put up around, let's say, being the victim of some sort of an abuse in the past by a lover or a parent or whatever, something bad happened to them. It has allowed them to break down those walls and really address whatever the root causes of their depression or the issues that they're experiencing that was likely caused by the bad experience that they had in the past, and gets them to the point where they can actually forgive the person who harmed them, whereas before that particular experience they might not have been able to. So I think that could be used in a very positive way as well. But this particular case that we're talking about does have to do with psychedelic mushrooms, and a man who is a member of the Oklavuha Native, I apologize, please, if somebody knows how to pronounce that, I'm sure I'm butchering it, call in at 603-283-6160. But he was a member of this church, and we've actually talked about this church in the past on Free Talk Live, and we've discussed the issue of the spiritual use of drugs. And so, what a big deal. It was actually all four of the sitting justices on the New Hampshire Supreme Court who made this decision. The church does have certain restrictions. It should not be taken in seclusion, nor in public or around children, and should not be taken when operating a motor vehicle or shooting firearms. And these are also relatively good advice. Probably not a good idea to mix psychedelic mind-altering substances with guns.
Yeah, if you're going to do shrooms, put your guns away first.
Right.
You don't want to walk around open carrying while on shrooms. It's not a wise idea.
Yeah, and it really just doesn't meld with the vibe, I don't think.
Yeah, you're probably not going to be willing
to. Want to.
Yeah.
You'd be like, no, that's okay. So anyway, the man's name, Jeremy D. Mack. He went on to become a minister in the church. Efforts to reach him, according to the union leader, were unsuccessful via his public defender. So amazingly, he got through and appealed his case and won with public defenders.
That's probably the most surprising part of this story.
Right.
I mean, generally, their job is to get you a plea deal.
Right.
They don't do anything more than that.
Every now and then, you come across a real stellar public defender here in New Hampshire, and I got to give them some credit for it. The court wrote this, quote, "We have long recognized that in Part 1, Article 5, there is a broad, general, a universal statement and declaration of the natural and unalienable right of every individual, of every human being in the state to make such religious profession, to entertain such religious sentiments, or to belong to such religious persuasion as he chooses, and to worship God privately and publicly in the manner and season most agreeable to the diktats of his own conscience and reason." This wrote Supreme Court Justice James Bassett, quoting a 150-year-old opinion from the court back in 1868.
Wow.
Yeah. And you know what? I'll go ahead and insert here Part 1, Article 5 from the Constitution. This is the exact wording of the Religious Freedom Article here. So in the U.S. Constitution, it's just one sentence in, you know, the First Amendment. This is what it says in the New Hampshire Constitution. Quote, "Every individual has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to the diktats of its own conscience and reason, and no subject shall be hurt, molested, or restrained in his person, liberty, or estate for worshiping God in the manner and season most agreeable to the diktats of his own conscience, or for his religious profession, sentiments, or persuasion, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship."
That's a powerful statement.
So, yeah.
I've been looking at the New Hampshire Constitution, though, since you mentioned that, and it's got some interesting statements in it.
It does.
It's very long, though. It's surprising. It's like 101 articles, whereas the U.S. Constitution is like 27 pages.
Is that right?
It's not very long.
Well, not every article takes an entire page.
True.
So
most of them are like a single paragraph like that one.
In 2018, Mack was convicted of psilocybin possession after state police discovered mushrooms while searching for weapons that were under a confiscation order in an unrelated civil case.
Oh, so they didn't have a warrant for the shrooms in the first place. Why wasn't it thrown out then?
That's a good question. Psilocybin is known for its hallucinogenic effects on users. The federal government classifies psilocybin as a Schedule I drug, which means it has a high potential for abuse and no accepted medical use. Okay, that's according to the government.
Yeah, and can we remark on the fact that for all of the Christians out there who want psilocybin and pot to be illegal, can I ask you, why do you think God got it so wrong that man has to step up and fix it? Because that's essentially what they're arguing. You know, here are these natural things that, in their worldview, God put here that serve this particular purpose of making people happy, and they want man to come along and destroy that.
Now, what percentage of Christians actually do want that?
I don't know.
I don't either. I mean, I would be interested in hearing from them. If those Christians are actually out there tonight listening, 603-283-6160 is our number. You can call in and join the show. I mean, I'm sure those people exist. I don't know if they are all necessarily Christians. There may be Muslims. There may be Catholics. There may be...
Well, prohibitionism as an idea is strongest on the right. And that's where Christianity is also strongest. So there's certainly going to be some overlap.
Yeah. If you want to weigh in, feel free to join us here. We'll also talk about more of this particular case. Again, a man overturned a conviction for possession of psilocybin mushrooms here in New Hampshire at the Supreme Court level, with all four of the judges voting to overturn the case. So a big, big deal here. There's more coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
So when we brought him home, we didn't realize that Bear, the rescue dog, was actually sick. He had very flaky skin. He was dropping a lot of fur, and the vet wanted to do steroid injections, special dog food. Nothing seemed to work, so that was at a dead end.
DinoVite.com
I've been hearing DinoVite on the radio for years. It never actually crossed my mind to try it until it finally sunk in. Oh, you're talking about hair and skin. And, all right. I'll try it. Well, it took probably 6 weeks, but after we started using DinoVite, no more flaky skin, he doesn't scratch and itch, and he started to put weight on.
DinoVite is nutrition.
I wish that we would have started the DinoVite right away. It would have been so much easier.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
Every rescue dog in America deserves DinoVite for 90 days.
DinoVite.
You USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump and the First Lady arriving at the President's Mar-a-Lago Resort in Florida on Wednesday evening. Before leaving Washington, D.C. on Wednesday, the President dropped this bombshell late Tuesday night.
It's called the COVID relief bill, but it has almost nothing to do with COVID.
The President, referring to a COVID relief bill that passed both houses with bipartisan support, the President continues,
I'm asking Congress to amend this bill and increase the ridiculously low $600 to $2,000 or $4,000 for a couple.
The United States has vaccinated 1 million people against the coronavirus so far. Healthcare workers have been the first group to get their first dose of the vaccination. Vaccines from both Pfizer and Moderna require two rounds of shots. This is USA Radio News. A state prison in Central California has received some of the first coronavirus vaccines, which are being administered to the prisoners and some of the guards. That's not the case in Florida, though, where Governor Ron DeSantis says he remains committed to getting Florida's older population the coronavirus vaccine, but he's asking them to be patient. The Republican governor saying doctors, nurses, and other frontline workers will be first in line to be vaccinated, but seniors could be rolling up their sleeves as soon as Monday.
We don't have enough vaccine to do everyone 65 and older in Florida at this moment. We have over 4 million people in that age group. We have vaccine doses that are in the hundreds of thousands over and above eventually once we get through the long-term care and the nurses.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg. The Dow ending Wednesday on a positive note, closing up 114 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Make sure you favorite the LRN.FM Twitter account so you can receive our tweets at twitter.lrn.fm. That's twitter.lrn.fm.
This is Free Talk Live. Joining you in the studio tonight, you've got me, and a new phone number for you, 603-283-6160, 603-283-6160. Also want to make sure you know about Bitcoin.com. Bitcoin, sitting at around $23,000 right now.
I think it briefly hit $24,000 today.
Did it again, because it has hit $24,000 over the last week or so at some point.
Maybe that's what I'm thinking of. Then I just thought that it has hit $24,000.
It has, and it wouldn't surprise me if it hit $25,000, you know, before the end of the year. Maybe. Tomorrow. You never know. And, you know, now that we're close to 25,000, 50 doesn't seem that far off.
Stop. Not wrong, though.
It did. Within the last 24 hours, you're right. It did just eclipse 24,000. So kudos to that. If you haven't taken the time to go look up Bitcoin, go to Bitcoin.com. You can start your learning experience there, because there is a little bit that you need to learn. There's some new concepts like decentralized money, cryptocurrency. What are some of these ideas? Well, let's go over them briefly in the Get Started area over at Bitcoin.com. Just click Get Started at the top of the page, and then you can watch just a 2 or 3 minute long video and get the basics Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash and cryptocurrency in general, or dig deeper if you want. There's several videos there that can kind of get you started on your journey of knowledge there into the world of cryptocurrency. Go to bitcoin.com, and also if you want the latest headlines about crypto, you can go to their news site at news.bitcoin.com. We're talking about some pretty big news that has to do with psychedelic mushrooms. Now, according to the Supreme Court in New Hampshire, they ruled that a man should have his conviction overturned for possession of psilocybic mushrooms because he was using them for religious purposes, and they were officially a sacrament of his church, the Oklavuha Native American Church, which for years has been advocating for the use of psychedelic mushrooms. 2018 found the man in this particular case convicted of possession. His name is Jeremy D. Mack. He's from the North Country, as they call it here in New Hampshire. Convicted after state police found the mushrooms while searching for weapons that were under a confiscation order in an unrelated civil case. So it sounds to me like he had a domestic conflict and, you know, somebody got an order against him. They came to confiscate his guns, and that's when they found the mushrooms. Now, they say here psilocybin is a Schedule 1 drug at the federal level, which, according to the feds, means there is a high potential for abuse and no accepted medical use, which, of course, is total BS.
Yeah, both of those statements are absolutely false. There's very little potential for abuse.
Correct.
And it has enormous therapeutic benefits.
And you're not just saying that. There's a guy from the UK who used to be their equivalent of their drug czar. His name is David Nutt. That's N-U-T-T. And he came out with, after he left the government position that he was in, he kind of came out and joined the side of good on the war on drugs. He joined the side of drugs. And he came out with a chart that shows the relative harm of all the most popular substances, illegal and legal, because alcohol was on the list, on the planet, basically. And mushrooms were at the bottom of that list.
Yep.
With barely any score for anything, any kind of real significant damage to society or the individual. So it was arguably the safest of all of the drugs. And as far as medical uses, well, even though the government gang doesn't accept it for that, we know that people have had tremendous experiences with therapy sessions involving mushrooms.
Yeah, there's been a lot of research and clinical studies being done on this lately.
Correct.
As of the last 5 or 6 years, and they all are saying the same thing.
And
this is
by the FDA, mind you.
Right. Yeah. They're saying this is, you know, extremely useful for treating depression, anxiety, PTSD.
And
things of that nature.
It's not only extremely useful, but they found in some of these studies that people with, like, let's say, the PTSD study, for instance, they've tried all the other treatments, and so this was like their last ditch, last effort, nothing else works for them. They actually had their PTSD cured in many cases. Like, not that you have to keep coming back, keep taking dose. No,
sure.
Cured with a good therapy session and a good, you know, dose of mushrooms. So they've done some amazing things. But regardless, that's the federal government for you. I mean, just to give you some clarification, the federal government also considers marijuana to be a Schedule 1 drug with no medical use, even though there's the majority, I think, now of the states in the United States have medical programs for marijuana. So
I thought the U.S. government was on its way to changing that?
Oh, it hasn't happened yet.
Okay.
No.
I don't really pay attention to what they do.
I don't blame you. There was a bill that came out this fall, and they were supposed to vote on it, and I actually don't know what happened to it. Maybe I feel like it might have been voted on.
It's too bad they didn't slip that particular bill into the COVID stimulus package.
Right. I think it might have been voted on, but I don't know. Maybe it never got passed by the Senate. We'll have to look into it. There was a bill that would remove it from Schedule 1, but it also would put a 5% tax on it. So it's not
an additional tax on top of whatever
states
are already charging.
Yeah.
Jesus.
So psilocybin.
Way to create that black market.
Following his conviction, Mack's lawyer asked trial judge Peter Bornstein to throw out his conviction on religious grounds, and the veteran Superior Court judge refused. While the First Amendment to the U.S. Constitution guarantees the free exercise of religion, that had led some justices, including former U.S. Supreme Court Justice Antonin Scalia, to say that the government had a compelling interest to enforce laws, even if a potentially illegal activity is part of a religious practice. Other cases have dealt with the drug peyote and with religious processions on streets. Bassett rejected Scalia's argument, preferring to rely on the New Hampshire Constitution. So Bassett is one of the judges in the Supreme Court.
Well, the New Hampshire Constitution is more applicable to the case than the United States Constitution, given that this was the New Hampshire Supreme Court and
correct
ruled over by the New Hampshire Constitution.
Plus, the New Hampshire Constitution is just better as far as protection on religious grounds. He wrote, now again, Bassett is one of the New Hampshire Supreme Court judges. He wrote that the U.S. Constitution protects religious beliefs, while the New Hampshire Constitution protects both beliefs and practices. And that's an interesting discrepancy. Part 1, Article 5 of the New Hampshire Constitution, which we read for you earlier, deems that every person has a natural and unalienable right to worship God according to his own conscience, and that the person, quote, shall not be hurt, molested, or restrained, provided he doth not disturb the public peace or disturb others in their religious worship. So meaning that if you're taking mushrooms or whatever other thing, right? This is just a case about mushrooms, but in theory, this could apply to other things being done for spiritual purposes. If you're doing a psychedelic drug for a spiritual purpose and you are unobtrusive,
you're not obstructing the peace.
Right, you're fine. If, however, you're going out and shouting at the top of your lungs, you know, in front of somebody's home, you know, you're going to have a problem there. So this is a reason why.
Is it not one of a valid religious belief to, you know, proselytize like that?
It is a valid religious belief, but in that case, it would cross purposes with the Constitution.
Okay.
So, and in that case, they would argue that you are conducting not civil disobedience, but disorderly conduct, basically. If you are making a noise that people find disturbs the peace, what a, quote, reasonable person thinks is disturbing, then you can be ordered to stop doing that. Which, again, is why if you're going to take psychedelic drugs for the first time, you should be with people and be in a safe place that you feel good, to where you won't want to leave and go and do something you'll regret.
Yeah, don't go shouting at random strangers on the street.
Exactly. So, quote, the framers of our state constitution expressly provided that these rights of conscience could not be surrendered, nor could society or government have any claim or right to assume to take them away, or to interfere or intermeddle with them, except so far as to protect society against any acts or demonstrations of one sect or persuasion which might tend to disturb the public peace or affect the rights of others, said Bassett, quoting the 1868 Supreme Court ruling. So, kudos. Very good.
They did it good.
Yep, and I'm really surprised it was all four of them. There was not one dissenting vote on this particular case. And
well, the Constitution, as much as I don't like governments and constitutions are used to create governments, mm-hmm. it's pretty clear on the matter of religious freedom. The New Hampshire one is. It's not just this one little throwaway line about what Congress can't do. No, it's a strong paragraph asserting that, hey, if it's to worship your God, whatever, man.
Yeah. I love it.
Yeah, it's awesome.
So it's nice to have a little bit of good news. You can join us here. The number, 603-283-6160. That's 603-283-6160. Whether you want to talk about religious use of various different psychedelics or other drugs, you can join us here. And this is great news for New Hampshire. Another feather in our cap. This is Free Talk Live.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
It's not over. Sadly, our nation is going through tough times again, with no end in sight, and nobody knows what might happen next year. That's why it's a good idea to plan ahead, so you aren't caught off guard. Nothing's more important than having enough food to eat, and we're here to help. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leading emergency preparedness company. We provide long-term emergency food that lasts up to 25 years in storage. When grocery stores run empty or disasters strike, our foods will be there when you need it most. Act now and secure at least a 4-week emergency food kit full of tasty meals that provide 2,000 calories a day. We have dozens of emergency food storage kits to choose from. When the government tells you not to go out, you can have the peace of mind that comes from being prepared. When you order from MyPatriotSupply.com, your food will arrive discreetly at your doorstep in no time. Prepare today. Time is short. MyPatriotSupply.com. That's MyPatriotSupply.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Network on the air in your area. Visit broadcast.lrn.fm to learn how. Broadcast.lrn.fm.
Yeah. It's Free Talk Live. And if I were actually good at doing show prep, I would have looked up how to pronounce Oklava
at some point in the last 24 hours, you mean?
Yeah. Oklava. That's how you pronounce O-K-L-E-V-U-E-H-A. Never would have guessed that one. Oklava. Not to be pronounced, or not to be confused with baklava, which is delicious. So we're talking about the Supreme Court in New Hampshire has voted 4-0 in so a unanimous vote to protect the rights of a man who was convicted, and now that has been overturned, convicted of possession of psychedelic mushrooms. And he argued he used them for spiritual purposes, and the state Supreme Court said, that's fine.
They did.
You've
and
got,
that's amazing.
Yeah, and they backed it up with New Hampshire's Article 5, or Part 1, Article 5 of the New Hampshire Constitution. Now, curiously, they did apparently remand the case back to the trial court. And I'm not sure what that, why they would do that. Actually, this version of the story, I don't think it says that. Yeah, it does. It does say that. Okay, the court remanded the case back to the trial court. So why would they do that? If they overturn the conviction, they say that the trial judge erred in legal rulings following his conviction. So what are they trying? I don't know. It would be interesting to see where this goes from here, because
it's all very confusing.
Yeah. Now they've given it back to the trial court, but they've said you can't convict him for this reason. So is the trial court then going to convict him for a different reason and send him to jail? Or is the trial court then going to say, okay, I've had my hand smacked by the Supreme Court. I guess you're free to go, sir. So I don't know where this is going to go from here.
I don't either. I hope it goes toward his freedom, though.
Yeah, and I also, I also wish we could go and watch, but right now the courthouses are highly restricted. You can't go in to see a public trial. Now, purportedly, they're having trials over some sort of video or online conference. The two hearings I have been to, we have a friend, a mutual friend of ours, who allegedly set off fireworks in Central Square during one of our nightcap parties that we threw this year. The cops ticketed him for that.
Did that trial happen?
He has not gone to trial yet, but he did have a pretrial conference, and I listened in on that conference. It was on the phone, so it was just one of those phone conference call things. It wasn't like a Zoom or a, you know, WebEx or any kind of, there was no web or video component. It was just people on the phone. And, man, it was a cluster F.
I bet.
You know, just as you would expect, your typical kind of phone conference mishaps, people not being able to hear, too many people talking at once, you know, it was bad. And it's kind of interesting because, like, normally a judge, a robed person, is able to have total control over the courtroom, right? That's kind of one of the things they get off on, right? Like, they got men with guns.
Oh, yeah, they love it.
Who will do whatever the man in the robe says. So if you do something that's out of line, the man in the robe sends the men with guns over to take you away into a cage. And that's called contempt of court. But if you're on the phone, the men with guns aren't next to you anymore. They're not in the same room as you anymore. They're over in wherever it is they're at. I presume they're all in the court just, you know, doing their thing over a phone line. And you're in your home. Now, that's not to say that you couldn't be hit with a contempt charge over the phone. But
you're in the safety of your, you're in the comfort of your home.
Correct.
So how can they charge you with contempt of court?
They can. I mean, the judge
well,
has...
I mean, sure, they can do whatever they want, but...
Right. The judge has total discrepancy over his courtroom and can, you know, make whatever kind of rulings he or she wants to about contempt of court. So in the case of... And this isn't
That's
legal.
So barbaric.
It is. But, and it's also not even statutory. It's just a, quote, inherent power in the Western court system.
Yeah, nothing in any constitution or legal documents gives them this right.
That's
they just
correct.
Say, hey, we can do this, and we're going to do this.
Yep. And the only check against it are other judges. So if you don't like that you've been sent to jail for contempt of court, you can appeal to a panel of their buddies.
Oh, good.
Well, then throw the case out. They'll throw it in the garbage bin. I mean, so... The contempt of court charge is either what they call direct or indirect contempt. Now, as I understand it, I'm not a lawyer. It's been a little while since I've done the research on this, but my understanding is direct means that you did something in the presence of the judge. Now, I don't know if being on the phone would constitute direct criminal contempt. I think it probably would because you are technically in a hearing with a judge.
Yeah, but if I see a judge at Walmart, I'm not going to get charged with contempt of court when I spit on them.
No, you probably wouldn't, because at that time they are not the court.
Ah.
At that time they are
the man. Oh, that's right. We have to play into their little religious delusion.
Right.
I forgot, yeah.
Right. They have not channeled the entity of the state. They're not wearing their robe. You know, they're just a guy in a Walmart in that particular case, in which case you will be charged with something.
Well, yeah, I would never actually spit on a person.
Right.
That's not the way I do things. No. I would flip them off, however, probably.
I've always been kind to Judge Burke when I see him in real life, and you know he's fairly nice about it. Actually.
I wouldn't recognize a judge if I saw them in real life, so it's a moot point anyway.
Oh yeah, I've seen Burke on a number of occasions. He actually came out to the old Vietnamese food truck that was outside of your house for a couple. I don't think you were living there at the time, but there used to be a Vietnamese food truck there, and I ran into Burke there, and we kind of caught up with each other because he's retired now. But anyway,
well, I mean, if he's retired, he's not hurting people, so there's no need to be disrespectful toward him anyway.
Well, but he did hurt a lot of people.
But he's not doing it now.
That's true.
Right.
That's true. Although he might have been moonlighting at the time, just sort of filling in. So he wasn't doing it full time, I guess you could say. So the phone number here, by the way, 603-283-6160. If you want to join the conversation, you definitely can. We're talking about the bizarre court system now. It's even less accessible than it's ever been. Although it is more convenient to be able to call in to a court. So, like, on the plus side, you can now sit in your underwear in a court hearing.
I need to get charged with something. Just live stream that to Twitch or something.
Yeah.
Me sitting there in my underwear talking to a judge.
Now, I wonder if that would make it contemptual, right? Like, if they knew what you were wearing, would they be able to be, you know, would they be able to be upset about that? Because one of the positives of this
are they watching streams of me live?
Well, if they, in theory, could find out later.
Okay.
Right? Oh, well, she was being disrespectful. Well,
of course I was.
Right? But if without a video stream, you know, if you're sitting there naked, you could be in court naked if you want to.
Or in the bathroom.
You could be on the toilet.
What does that sound?
While in a car. Yeah, and that's the other thing. It's like
how much contempt can we actually show for this court?
Well, and the judges, they, at least so far, and I heard another hearing with, actually, Lumpy, who's one of our callers, and he does some construction work for us. He was working on your house right now, actually. The church's interfaith center is being remodeled by him, but there's some guy who's charging him with some BS or whatever. There's a conflict with a neighbor, and he had a hearing this week as well. And you know, these judges, they have to be a little bit more allowing towards understanding that these conference call systems suck. And especially when you've got 20 people who are on the line, and, you know, as with any conference call that you've ever done in the last year or prior to, because a lot of people did them for the first time over this last year, right? They can't go to work. So there's all kinds of conference calls
going on. Now, were you able to speak during these conference calls, or is it a listen only for you?
If I had spoken, they would have heard me.
Okay.
Because it doesn't seem like they have much control over who is able. Maybe they do have a panel or something, like some sort of web panel, but based on the way they were talking, it made it sound like they didn't. Like, they wouldn't have known who was talking from which microphone or whatever. I'm not clear on what the right system is that they're using, but it didn't seem like they had a whole lot of, like, grasp over this, whatever the system was. And so,
I mean, setting it up so that people have to call into a special number to speak is not hard.
Yeah, so that's what they've done. And the judges have to be relatively, like, calm. They can't get as upset as they normally would at somebody who's talking out of turn because, you know, they might not even be able to hear them. Like, because you know how these conference calls are. If one person's talking, if somebody else is, like, trying to butt in and say, hey, you know, they might not be able to hear them necessarily, depending on how the phones are set up. Or so you have to be a little bit, give people a little more leeway in order to get things done. So it's like the judges are used to having a total iron grip over their courtroom, and they don't anymore. So that's sort of one of the positives of this.
That is a positive.
And the other positive is you could actually get high in court now as well, which is, you know, something that would have been challenging to do in previous times.
But not impossible.
No, but, you know, you would have to smuggle the drugs in past court security first, and that, of course, puts you at serious risk of being arrested.
Yeah, it's not a good idea.
Yeah, generally not a good idea. You know, unless you're obviously drunk on the phone line to where the judge could tell that you're inebriated, there's nothing that would prohibit you from, you know, just having a drink the entire time or puffing a smoke or whatever, taking some mushrooms. Excuse me, Judge, I'm in the middle of my religious rites. You scheduled it for the same time as this court hearing. So more coming up here. 603-283-6160. It's Free Talk Live. Join liberty-minded voluntarists, anarchists, and libertarians from June 28th through July 4th for ForkFest 2021 at Rogers Campground in the beautiful White Mountains of New Hampshire. ForkFest happens the week after the Porcupine Freedom Festival, and ForkFest is decentralized, which means no one is in charge. That also means there's no ticket cost. Just reserve your camping, RV site, or motel room with Rogers Campground for June 28th through July 4th. Where better to celebrate Independence Day than around other freedom-loving activists in the Shire? You can relax and enjoy the camaraderie of like-minded people, or you can create whatever experience or event you'd like others to have. If you're planning an event for ForkFest, be sure to let others know in advance. You can connect with fellow ForkFesters via the unofficial Telegram chat or the ForkFest forum. Links to those are on the unofficial website, forkfest.party. Mark your calendar for June 28th through July 4th, 2021. We'll see you at ForkFest.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping.
To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.